All right, got a special update for you. The evening of November 19th, 2020. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And this is late-breaking information, late at night, approaching midnight here. So, by the way, I really appreciate everybody who has been listening to and sharing the daily news updates that I've been posting on Brighteon.com. You may know I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. We have put so far $2.5 million into that platform to provide a free speech platform for everybody. We do subsidize it. And if you want to support us in any way to help us build out more servers and so on, you can shop at brighteonstore.com. We have an active military, law enforcement, and first responder discount program on brighteonstore.com. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's on there and it works. We've had a lot of veterans, active duty, first responders, and so on using that system. You get a discount. And of course, we support everybody in that realm, the real heroes of America, not these slimy-ass left-wing journo terrorists who pretend to be journalists and so on. You know, give me a break. These fake university professors that are nothing but brainwashing puppets for communist China. No, the real heroes of America are the people, you know, who pick up a 500-pound fire hose and march into a building and put out a fire. You know, the real heroes are the special forces operators who train and train and train and then are told to wait and wait and wait and, you know, to carry out their activity with professionalism and precision. And those are the real heroes of America. The real heroes are the nuclear submarine commanders cruising around the oceans, defending our country with the threat of extreme violence against our enemies, such as Beijing and so on. Those are the real heroes of America, as far as I'm concerned. The real heroes are the men and women in blue that put their lives on the line while being viciously, you know, attacked and slandered by the left-wing media that's now totally anti-police. And I know there are a few bad apples in the police, especially in liberal cities, but by and large, police officers are trying to help create safer communities across America. I just have to say we really support all of you in those realms. So with that said, moving forward with the analysis, there is some extreme disinformation being put out there by a certain podcasters and broadcasters that I have to answer and I have to correct. It's very dangerous disinformation. It's deliberate. The disinformation is claiming that Trump, they say that Trump is Satan and that Trump's military is going to be used to mass vaccinate everybody in the entire country during a 24-hour window. And they say that all the special forces units are going to be deployed to vaccinate people at gunpoint. Now, this is complete nonsense. And all of you listening who are special forces unit operators and so on, you know this is complete nonsense. You didn't train in, you know, underwater demolition BUDS courses to go vaccinate some 75-year-old lady in some apartment building in Sacramento. You know, you're not creeping around the grass, Mr. Army Ranger, you know, to administer a vaccine. That is not what you do. That is not Trump's plan. That is not what Chris Miller has. I mean, it's a joke. And there are people out there saying this who are just trying to hate Trump. They're just trying to dish out more hate on Trump. And they hate veterans too. And so they think that you special forces operators, they think that you're just, I don't know, exotic pharmacists or something now, which is an insult. It's an insult, you know, because when actual special forces people, who some of whom I've trained with, of course, over the years, and I have great respect for, when they work to get a job done, it is with precision, but it's usually precision at range. Okay, just so you know, it's precision with ballistics and a little bit of spin drift in that calculation, a little bit of a wind call. Maybe a spotter on hand as well. Oh, 2.4 mils to the left. Okay. Whatever the call is, special forces, they get things done that really matter. Kicking in doors, you know, extracting kidnapped victims, clearing enemy base structures, for example, taking out bad guys, taking out terrorists, whatever. This is what special forces units do. They get things done. And they also train locals, by the way. They train locals how to defend themselves. And this is a lot of what special forces units do all over the world is to try to convince local people to, you know, uphold the rule of law themselves, so that we don't need to be there all the time protecting them from gangs in Somalia or whatever, where I think Ilhan Omar feels right at home, because it's a criminal, you know, nest of just total fraud and criminality, that which is the way she runs Minnesota, of course. So this rumor that's being pushed out there was really just disinformation. It's completely false. And I wanted to speak to this because a lot of people are citing, oh, Operation Warp Speed, and how Trump has said publicly, which he has, that the military is going to help administer the vaccine. Now, there was about a 2-week period, maybe it was only a week, when I first heard that, and I became very critical of Trump. I think it was in, what was it, April or May or something of this year. And I said, whoa, what the heck? What is he doing? And then it was explained to me by people very, very, very close to Trump, we'll just say, that no, Trump is actually opposed to vaccine mandates. Trump hates the pharmaceutical companies and has actually made them a living hell. Their business, he's really hurt their profits. You notice the pharmaceutical companies are cozying up to Joe Biden big time, right? The vaccine companies love Biden and they hate Trump. You know why? Because Operation Warp Speed was never about vaccines. It was a cover story for Trump to position military assets in preparedness for what is about to go down. Now, the reason Trump was saying months ago that Operation Warp Speed was necessary, he was going to have vaccines ready on November 1st. Remember that? A couple of days before the election. That's because military assets had to be in place for the possibility that Trump would win on November 3rd, which he did, by the way, but that the media would recognize it and that the left wouldn't steal it away from him, so that on November 4th, there would be an announcement, Trump wins a second term and the radical leftists would erupt, which they are still planning to do, by the way. I'll get to that in a second. And the military assets had to be in place for that, because Trump has long planned to declare the Insurrection Act, or, you know, declare an open insurrection slash rebellion against the United States. And under the Insurrection Act, military forces can be deployed on U.S. soil to take down those engaged in an open rebellion against the United States government. So you wonder, why are military assets moving around? You see videos of armored vehicles on trains and armored personnel carriers, troop transports, and so on. Why is all this material going around? And a lot of military flights too. You've seen that. A lot of helicopter flights and fixed-wing aircraft flights all over the United States, because assets are getting positioned. Now then, with that said, you all know what happened. Joe Biden's Democrats and the Dominion voting systems, they rigged the election on the night of November 3rd to steal it for Biden. So then the media began gaslighting America, and the radical leftists, who were prepared to start a war in America, they are currently on hold, but it's only a temporary suspension. They are going to start a war on the day that Trump's victory is announced, and that day is coming. So the war is coming to our doorstep, and it's going to start domestically. So when you hear people in the military saying, oh, we're going to distribute vaccines, or we're going to administer vaccines, and we're going to have military assets assisting everywhere in every major city across America, that is just code speak for the military's defense of the United States once Trump invokes either the Insurrection Act or the national emergency that he declared on September 12, 2018 in his executive order about foreign interference in the U.S. elections infrastructure, or if Trump invokes the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, signed into law by Obama, that allows Trump to declare U.S. citizens engaged in war against the U.S. government, he can declare them to be enemy combatants and he can treat them accordingly under the NDAA, or Trump can invoke the 14th Amendment, section 2 or 3, Section 2 speaks to the stripping electoral college votes away from states engaged in open rebellion against the United States, which is how Trump could take away electoral votes from California, for example. And Section 3 deals with the president removing from power any official, a civilian official, who has taken an oath of office, such as a mayor or a governor or even a state legislature member, such as a state senator or a state congressperson, or at the national level, any senator, i.e. Feinstein, who has been engaged in collusion with enemies of America, such as the CCP, can be removed from power under the 14th Amendment. Now, you ask then, well, how? Who removes Feinstein from power? Answer, special forces units. Yes, exactly. Special forces units. How many special forces units does it take to arrest Senator Feinstein, drag her out of her sleazy Chinese spy hub office, and put her on an airplane on a rendition flight? How many special forces operators does that require? Probably only one, but they'll send, you know, four. I mean, I don't think Feinstein is going to put up a fight against any Navy SEAL that I've ever met. Not a chance. Not even just any U.S. Marine, you know? Forget it. But they send in four? That's a big enough team to get the job done. Believe me, there's no Capitol Police or local police that are going to stand there and trade fire with four U.S. Navy SEALs, okay? Ain't going to happen. And even if they try, they're going to run out of ammo very quickly, whereas, you know, your typical Navy SEAL guy, he's going to have, you know, 10 to 12 mags with him, a 5.56, and plus some other surprises on his vest. And he's going to be wearing, you know, ballistic armor as he engages. And if there's local police, they're probably just firing 9mm anyway. 9mm doesn't piss off Navy SEALs. All that does is gets their attention. Lets them know where to return fire to. little 9mm bumblebees, as some of my special forces friends call them. Yeah, little bumblebees, they just buzz by you. They annoy you with their buzz. But the real weapons are the return fire weapons, you know, starting with 5.56 and then 7.62x51, or maybe some of them are running 7.62x39. AR-patterned, you know, AK-style rifles, such as the, the Maxim Defense. I own one of those. Love it. Great car gun, I tell you. Very maneuverable, but I think it's only a 4.5-inch barrel, so not exactly good for range. But hey, great for clearing buildings, that's for sure. So the question is, how many special forces operators does it take nationwide to arrest, let's say, 5,000 traitors who are on Trump's list as being absolute traitors? They did not abide by their oath of office. They engaged in treason. They committed collusion, probably with Communist China. Many of them are directly on the payroll of Communist China, i.e. Hunter freaking Biden, right? And many, many others, thousands of others. Trevor Loudon has done a full expose on that. Communist China has bought off half the Senate, half the House, half the mayors, half the governors, most of the media, you know, half the universities. Guess what? These are all traitors in a time of war. You see, Trump has probably already declared that the United States is under a wartime assault. Cyber warfare. Now, I don't know if you recall this, but a couple of years ago, and I don't have the exact date, but a couple of years ago, I believe this was during the Trump administration, Trump's people declared that cyber warfare can, you know, attacks against the United States that are cyber in nature justify a kinetic response from the United States military. So at the time when we saw that in the media, we were thinking, whoa, does that mean Trump is saying that if America is attacked with a cyber attack, that we can nuke the originating country? Because that seems like overkill. But now you realize the real plan. Cyber attack on America's election infrastructure is declared an act of freaking war. And those who were part of it are guilty of treason. of warfare, wartime treason against the United States, and the United States already has the internal justification to respond to cyber warfare acts of war with a kinetic response. How do you respond with a kinetic response against enemy combatants who are in the Senate or in the House or in the governorships? How do you do that? Special forces. Once again, Chris Miller. Chris Miller then, a couple days ago, saying in a speech at Fort Bragg, hey, guess what? All special forces operators, civilian leadership units, report directly to me. They no longer report to the swamp creatures in the DOD and the Pentagon. And by the way, the typical special forces actual soldier, they hate the swamp. They hate the swamp creatures. They hate the bureaucracy. They don't want to be dragged down into some, you know, radical left-wing globalist CCP infiltrated scheme of a bunch of high-ranking Pentagon desk jockeys who sold out their country 5 years ago just so they could collect a big paycheck and kickbacks from weapons manufacturers so their children can be, oh, consultants to a weapons company that makes missiles or whatever, and then just get millions of dollars. It's like the Hunter Biden scam is all over the Pentagon, okay? Just so you know. Weapons manufacturers, kickbacks. The average special forces soldier, well, I shouldn't even use the word average because they're all extraordinary. But I'll just say the typical special forces extraordinary person doesn't get paid jack crap compared to the value that they should be, the value they have for this nation, the value of what they're putting on the line, their talent, their life, their determination. I mean, the special forces people, they even give up longevity just to train. I mean, they actually lose lifespan in training. Many people are seriously injured and some are even killed in training, by the way. You know, just in BUDS training, you can shatter your eardrums, you're out of the picture forever. You know, you can break a hip, you're out. You can lose your eyesight, it's over. You know, you're out of the program. They put a lot on the line and they don't get paid crap for it. And then they watch these higher level commanders and all the way up to generals who are making big bank while betraying their country. And so the run-of-the-mill, you know, extraordinary special forces unit soldiers, they're sick of that crap. And frankly, they would love to do something to defend this nation against its enemies, even domestically. And by the way, they'd probably much rather be deployed right here in America than in Afghanistan anyway. You know, you don't have to drive as far to get to a Burger King, you know, for one thing, right here in America. You can go raid a senator's office, and then after that, you can go get barbecue, you know? You can go to Olive Garden if you want. Yeah. High five yourself over unlimited salad refills for defending your nation. I mean, I'm joking, but the truth is they don't mind being deployed domestically if it is in defense of the Constitution, in defense of America, in defense of our president and our elections process. The very core pillar of democracy is at stake here right now. So just to summarize what I've said so far, I'm probably not going to go on too much longer here. All these people saying that the military is going to mass vaccinate everybody in 24 hours, it's total nonsense. That's not what special forces people do. I mean, they take a lot of vaccine shots. The military, you know, shoots you up with everything. The military is always poking and prodding you, right? Here, give us blood. No, we're going to give you something. Here's a needle. Or here's medication. You know, even in the VA hospital, it's always poking and prodding soldiers all the time. It's like, gosh, didn't these people have enough damage on active duty? Now you got to damage them even more at the VA? Give me a break. I'm not your human pincushion. But they're not trained. It's not even their role to administer vaccines. Give me a break. I mean, any pharmacist can administer vaccines. So this is all about deploying military assets. Now, here's the timeline of what I think is going to happen next. Remember the radical leftists who might have, I mean, they were standing by ready to attack on November 4th if Trump won on November 3rd. But of course, Dominion voting systems and the radical Democrat Party and the CIA running their server farms out of Frankfurt, they were able to, of course, rig the voting machines, stop the counting in all the swing states, stuff like 600,000 votes in for Biden, magically out of nowhere, just a software change, and then restart the counting where all the ratios go back to normal after that point. Trump just barely lost. Trump lost by 59,000 votes in Wisconsin. Too bad. You're a sore loser if you don't accept our vote rigging. You know, that's what happened. Okay? So the radical leftists are now on pause. They're pausing. The media is gaslighting America, saying Trump is a sore loser if he doesn't accept the defeat. And then if Trump begins to exert, let's say the NDAA or the Insurrection Act or the 14th Amendment, then the media will portray Trump as a what? Oh, yes, you've heard it before. A military dictator. That's right, a military dictator, which doesn't even make sense because Trump has never been in the military. You can't be a military dictator if you're not in the military. And by the way, it's not martial law if an elected president is still in charge. Even if there's troops on the streets, it's not martial law. Martial law is when an actual military dictator is in charge. And we're not going to have that. We're going to have Trump, our elected president, ordering people like Chris Miller to go arrest treasonous enemies of America who have conspired with China or who have committed massive election fraud and attack on America's critical infrastructure and who have conspired with foreign interests to bring this country down. It's not a military dictatorship. So even though Trump might have, let's say there might be a curfew, there might be a national emergency announcement to stay in your homes for the next 48 hours, you know, because let's just say special forces operators are going to need the streets to be clear so they can move quickly. So they can extract people quickly, basically, is what that is. They got to get traitors. They got to go down their list, 10,000, 20,000 traitors. They got to grab them, extract them out of their homes or offices, and drive to the airport where there will be rendition airplanes waiting for them. That's it. That's the job. That's the special forces unit. And they're going to have all their gear. They're going to have their night vision gear. Remember a few months back, there was a shortage of night vision gear because certain sectors of the military were buying up every night vision tube that you could find. You know, L3 makes most of the night vision tubes. They were buying them all up. And by the way, I bought some too. I've got Anvis 6 platform optics, helicopter pilot optics, just because I'm kind of a gear snob, you know? So I can't stand bad optics, man. I can't stand little distortions on the edges of those things. So I've got like really high-end pilot-rated binocular optics. Some of them are white phosphor too, which is even better. That's what I'm running. But they're hard to get because the military bought them all up, or certain sectors of the military did, such as special operations units, you know, Delta, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Rangers, and so on. They bought them all up. Why would they need a bunch of night vision? Well, obviously it gives you a big tactical advantage in the Middle East as well, but also in the United States. When you're deployed against enemies in the United States, that advantage of having night vision is a massive tactical advantage. And then plus, of course, anytime you're wearing that stuff, you know, you have your typical, you know, you got your IR illuminator on your rifle, maybe an IR pointer. You know, you're running infrared. I mean, most of us civilians are too, by the way, but because it's no longer really expensive to buy IR pointers that show up on night vision. But your average left-wing traitor is not going to see a damn thing coming. They're not going to see lights. They're not going to hear sirens because this isn't the police. They're not going to have any heads up until, you know, four Navy SEALs just bust into their home or their office and say, hey, guess what? You're under arrest, Senator. You're coming with us. You committed treason. You don't get to pack a bag. You're coming with us right now. Boom. Move them into a vehicle. Put them on an airplane. Bye-bye. You either confess or we might not see you in a while. You're going to a very, well, what did Joe Biden say? Dark winter? Operation Dark Winter? Yeah. How about Operation Black Site? That's where you're going. Operation Black Site. Some questions you need to answer on camera. That's the kind of thing that's going to happen. And the thing is, you don't need the entire Department of Defense to carry this out. All you need is special forces. That's it. You can win this war, actually, with a fraction of the special forces. But I'm getting off track. I got to get back to the timeline here. So now, when Trump is announced as the winner, which will likely happen from the Supreme Court, but not 100% certain that's the case. If the Supreme Court, by the way, just as a side note, if the Supreme Court rules against Trump and says, no, this election is totally valid, even after they're presented with all the evidence from Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and the hundreds of signed affidavits and the statistical analysis showing the election machine fraud, if SCOTUS sits there and commits treason against America, then Trump can invoke the Insurrection Act against, believe it or not, Supreme Court justices as well. Trump can. He has a Trump card. He can say, okay, you guys are compromised through extortion methods of the CIA, which is what happened to Roberts, by the way. Roberts is totally blackmailed. And then others like Kagan, they're just traitors. They're born that way. You know, the radical leftists, they hate this country. But if Kavanaugh or Gorsuch or Barrett turn against this country, as some suspect they might, it's because someone's got leverage on them. It's because they're being blackmailed. Trump can override that because this is an act of war. This election theft, this attempted coup, this destruction of our republic, it's an act of war. Trump doesn't need the Supreme Court, does he? During wartime activities, he doesn't need them. He's going to try to get them first to do the right thing and declare the election null and void in those swing states. Maybe they'll kick it back to Congress for a vote. You know, there are a lot of different remedies that SCOTUS could take. But Trump is not going to sit by and allow SCOTUS to just say, sorry, you lost. The Democrats stole it fair and square. America is over. You know, no. Trump's not going to sit there and just accept that. Not a chance. And by the way, there are millions of Trump supporters. They're not going to accept that either. Not a chance. I mean, Trump's got every militia group in America ready to march on Washington if needed. Trump's got millions of civilians, former law enforcement, retired military, concealed carry holders, plus, you know, active duty sheriff deputies, SWAT team members, you know, handgun training experts all across the country, who have all reached their limit. They're tired of it. They're not going to give up their country. All Trump has to do is say, hey, we need you in Washington. Come to Washington. Bring your guns and ammo because we're going to defend this republic. Boom. Everybody's there by the millions if necessary. That's all it's going to take. We're not going to get, you know, we're not going to get sidelined here. We're not going to let our country get overrun by a bunch of communists, a bunch of fraudsters, crooks and criminals that represent the Democrat Party. So, getting back on point here, when this day comes that Trump, that it becomes apparent that Trump is the president, guess what happens? Radical leftists launch their kinetic war. And when I say kinetic war, I mean on a big scale, something way bigger than anything you've seen so far. And I've documented in previous articles on naturalnews.com and in previous videos on Brighton, we've documented, even citing Customs and Border Protection, CBP, intercepting illegal weapons parts from China being shipped to freaking Florida and Detroit. And I think was another one was Kentucky or somewhere. Yeah, Louisville. We're talking about full auto weapons upgrade parts like drop-in sears for ARs and AKs. We're talking about, from other sources, well, also, wait, Customs and Border Protection also intercepted a bunch of illegal suppressors, a whole shipment of rifle suppressors from China. And China was running websites online. You could just go online and buy a suppressor without going through the tax stamp deal with the ATF. I mean, the last time I bought suppressors, I had to wait a year. And of course, pay the tax stamp fee because I keep everything legal. I don't do illegal stuff ever. I'm kind of known for being meticulously legal about all my firearms and such. But China was running, you know, websites you could just buy suppressors. And that was distributed through Antifa and Black Lives Matter so they could arm up with all their suppressors, okay, in addition to the full auto parts. Now, on top of that, sources have told me that China has staged at certain staging locations across America, which another source told me included the Capitol building under Governor Newsom in California in Sacramento, the east wing of the Capitol building complex, which has this deep underground parking structure. There's a whole section of that that's nothing but guns and ammo and gold that Governor Newsom bought with kickback money because he funneled $1 billion to a Chinese front company saying it was to buy masks for COVID. And then the media just buried that story. Yeah, he funneled $1 billion to China to buy masks. So China funnels it back to him in the form of guns and ammo and gold. And then they just store that in the Capitol building because, you know, Newsom is a freaking criminal, a treasonous criminal, right? Again, nothing that a few Navy SEALs can't solve once they're given the order. But if you go into that East Complex Capitol building, you go into the underground parking structures, it's a freaking underground military base and survival, you know, bunker down there. That's what's going on. It's not just parking. There are levels that you're not supposed to see. In any case, some of these weapons are staged all across America, and we're talking about RPGs here, okay? And some of you listening to this who are special forces, I'm sure that there's a little pucker factor involved in that. RPGs, holy crap, we don't want to have to dodge RPGs. Yeah, well, that's what's going to come when the left goes full kinetic on this. RPGs, and then I'm told also 60-millimeter mortars. So they can run like 3-man mortar teams running around with vans, I guess, or pickup trucks or whatever, and just, shoot and maneuver. And I think they're going to try to target police stations and fire stations and who knows, maybe the homes of, you know, Trump donors or something. I mean, you could do a lot of damage with 60-millimeter mortars, especially if you know how to place fire and you're willing to just fire maneuver. You know, obviously you don't just stay in one spot and keep firing because you're going to get noticed. So, you know, send off like 3 or 4 rounds and then move. And those are small enough mortar teams that they can maneuver pretty quickly. Oh, and they can also attack infrastructure such as power grid substations, okay? So they can plunge cities into darkness, which then leads to mass chaos. The police are overrun basically almost instantly. And the liberals have been defunding police anyway. So the police don't even have the resources that they should have to fight these things. So when we're talking about kinetic warfare here on the part of the left, it's going to be at an insane level that we've never seen before. This is also why Operation Warp Speed exists, to pre-stage United States military assets to respond to the expected Chinese-led kinetic war uprising. Okay, that's what's going on. And I also, by the way, I interviewed J.R. Nyquist a few weeks ago, who's an expert on geopolitics and communist China as well as Russia. And he said, yes, absolutely, China has been smuggling weapons and ammunition, and he said uniforms, into a position placements like ammo depots. Been smuggling it in from Canada and also from Mexico with the narcos. All right. And this is being staged in places, I guess, small warehouses or something, just storage units. You can store a whole lot of ammo and RPGs in a 10x10, you know, storage unit, by the way. Lots of ammo goes in there. Not that I use them, but I mean, ammo is pretty compact, you know, if you stack it. So this is what we're facing, folks. This is what we're facing. So even if Trump wins the election, which it looks like he's on track to do through whatever means is necessary, maybe through the courts, maybe through the Insurrection Act, maybe by just declaring the war is on and we're going to defend this country, whatever it takes, Trump defends America, the left goes totally insane with their massive kinetic attacks. And this is when you are going to wish, you are going to beg for special forces units to be under the command of Chris Miller and of President Trump. You're going to beg for special forces units to be in your city taking out bad guys. And they are incredibly good at doing that. And one of the things that, I mean, yeah, it's going to look like martial law for a while in some of those cities. There's going to be checkpoints, you know, because you got to control transportation. Communication systems will probably be taken down. Internet might be taken down on purpose during this time. But Trump has control of the Air Force and Space Force, which means Trump's got control of the military encryption, comms, satellites. So you're going to have special forces units that still have comms. And they're going to be fighting against CCP-led, radical left-wing, Black Lives Matter terrorists, George Soros terrorists, Democrats, and so on, who have no comms. And I tell you what, you give me, you know, 100 special forces guys who can communicate and maneuver and shoot versus, you know, 5,000 disorganized people who have no comms and very little training, it's no contest. Special forces win because it's all about communication and maneuvering, you know, mobility, putting fire where it's needed, and knowing how to engage and how to maneuver quickly. I mean, this is what special forces units train for. They're very, very good at this. it's going to be open warfare in the streets for a while if this scenario unfolds. So I'm about to wrap this up. I just want to say as a final point on this, when you see this happening, and you're a patriot, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. When you see this happening, you see pro-America military forces in the cities, in the streets, running checkpoints, whatever. They are not your enemy, okay? They are not there to vaccinate you. They are not there to harass you. They are there to defend America. Do your best to support them. You know what these guys really need when they're deployed like that? You know what they need? They need like a warm meal. Like a home-cooked chicken pot pie would be awesome. You know, I mean, they probably don't need ammo. They've got plenty of that. But they can use sometimes home-cooked meals. Sometimes they might be able to use support gear. But typically they have that. But they can also just use your support in terms of waving the American flag, in terms of saying, yes, we need to defend this country, no matter what it takes. Saying, yes, you are heroes of this country. You are heroes. You're fighting for America and taking down the enemies of this nation. God bless you. So I don't want to hear any patriots out there slamming the special forces units and slamming the military and running their mouths with these crazy conspiracy theories that claim, oh, they're all there to vaccinate you. No, they're not. They want nothing to do with vaccines. They are there to ventilate certain enemies. Yeah, they're good at that. So maybe we'll call them the mandatory ventilation teams. that works. That's what they're there to do. Or frankly, technically to arrest and extract and detain certain enemies and so on and stop the uprising against America. And they're very, very good at this. And they could use your support and they could use some warm meals and they could use some good morale from people like you and I who are also patriots. So if this scenario unfolds and it looks like it's going in this direction, I want you to join me in celebrating our special forces units, celebrating our military men and women, especially, you know, back in logistics and supply lines, plenty of women in that role as well. Not so many on the front lines, which is understandable. But celebrate our men and women in uniform who are defending this nation. Support your president, support your republic, support the Constitution. And remember, they're not coming for you. They're not going to be out telling you to give up your guns. All these guys are pro-Second Amendment guys. They might be taking guns away from the people they're arresting. They're not going to go door to door looking for your guns or trying to get you to vaccinate. That's not their job. So don't be paranoid about that. They're on our side. As long as Trump is our president, our military is on our side. And even if Trump is not president, most of our military is still on our side. So keep that in mind. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.